Tom will talk about how the couples, how the husband and wife get along.
因为我们知道现在这个时代哦，婚姻问题非常的严重。
We know in this era, marital problems have become very serious.
也有很多青年还没有结婚之前已经发生了婚姻的问题。
And also, when youth face the premarital problems.
可以说错误的第一步就影响到了他的未来。
If they and many of them make the make the mistakes in the first step, then subsequently causing a lot of problems.
所以这个婚前的交往这个可以说非常的重要。
So the premarital relationship and communications become very important.
可以说有关这个婚前交往的这个指导。
So we have to talk about the guidance before a man and a woman are married.
差不多在30年前跟这个30年前可以说是一个关键期，在台湾的社会。
Three decades ago, in Taiwan. That was a turning. That was a turning point.
在30年以前呢，台湾都指导说婚前哦不能交往啊。
About 3 decades ago in Taiwan, the societies felt that before a man and a woman married, they should not have a lot of contact.
都是要靠媒人来做媒。
And it has to go through the matchmaker.
的确我们也看到很多因为没人做媒那个美满的婚姻。
我看到很多没有还是
很多没人做媒、很多靠着没人来做很多靠着没人做媒、结果也是美满的婚姻。
And of course, we also learned that statistically that a lot of couples through the matchmaker, they have a very beautiful life.
在台湾的社会甚至真的也有像那个以撒娶利百加的那一种状况。
Of course, there are cases like Isaac married Rebecca.
我去到那个我们在桃园县复兴乡上巴陵，如果去台湾常常会去上巴陵访问。上巴陵对面的山有一个教会叫光华教会。
There's a church in the Aboriginal area of Taoyuan County, called Sangbaling. And right across it is another church called Guanghua Church.
在那里有两个信徒，他们娶的对象是在嘉义县的那个阿里山乡那里的信徒。
They both are married. Both married sisters are from from the other church located in Ali San Mountain.
当时30几年前交通不方便了，他们是走路去走山路，然后坐火车再走山路然后去就把那个姐妹带回来的。
Three decades ago, the transportation was very unpopular, so they have to climb down the mountain, they took a train and climb the mountains again and marry the girls and took her back.
这个姐妹跟先生也可以说事先都不认识的。
So, this brother and the sister never met before. They didn't know each other.
结果就这样的30几年，他们婚姻真的很美满了，两对。我发现真的像以撒跟利百加的婚姻。
So these two couples have been married for 3 decades. They all have very beautiful marriage life.
不过以后这个社会渐渐在演变。
Due to the change of the society.
你说一定说要找那个不认识的来结婚几乎是很困难。
Impossible to marry someone who you never knew before. Or a totally stranger to you.
因为交通很方便，常常有机会大家见面。那你说见面有认识的不能结婚，那到最后都找不到人了。
And due to the convenience of transportation, people can get along and know each other, so have more communication.
所以我们常常就是因为有机会见面认识再来结婚。
And now has become the situations that people meet together and have a lot of contacts, communication, and finally they got married.
所以这个时代跟30年前以前真的是不一样。
So now, the current society is very different from the world 3 decades ago.
那早期的前辈他们会反对这个认识再结婚有一个很重要的原因呢。
Our elderly members during the early times opposed the premarital contact based on some important reasons.
就是怕说一认识很容易就发生婚前的这个性行为，到最后又分开，哇，那婚姻问题就很复杂了。
What they're really concerned about if the two sexes have contact together for a period of time, and if they have premarital sexual activities, and later on they didn't get married, this becomes a very, very serious issue.
的确我们现在看到很多青年因为认识 很容易就发生婚前性行为又分开的也是有，所以这个以前前辈所担心的问题也真的是出现了。
Because it does happen in the modern society when the girl and the boys they are get together and they have the premarital sexual activities. Then later on, both of them didn't get married, didn't marry to each other. So what the concern of our elderly members did become true in the modern days.
现在整个社会那一种价值观，他们的观念跟我们不一样，他们觉得这样没有关系呀、来者不拒，去者不留，就很简单嘛。
And the value of the society is very different from the early days. So if the two feel that they can live together, well, they go ahead and do it. If they feel that they don't like or don't want to live together, they just simply separate from each other. No obligations.
但是在我们教会里面，从圣经的观点来看，这样不行，这样就淫乱了。
But this is against the teaching of the Bible, which is considered as fornication.
那我们该怎么办
？And what should we do then?
如果说我们都婚前不能认识，怕婚这个怕认识以后会交往有问题。
We do concern about the couple couldn't have any contact before they get married.Then they may have any sexual activity. And how can they resolve this?
那我们青年在教会里面彼此都不认识然后呢，他在外面工作，接触到了很多没有信主的这些青年，到最后就一个一个被外面的人抓走了。
If we if we prevent our youth in the church to have any kind of contact or communication, still they work outside. What happens if they end up married the non-believers?
所以现在在台湾的这个教会这边的指导是这样的了。
So the guidance of the church of our church in Taiwan is
这个青年到适婚年龄，教会不会禁止他们交往。
So when they come to the age of marriage, the church will not prevent them having contact.
那交往的程度当然有分别。
And of course, there are certain degree of differences they have to consider.
有时候就是平常公开的活动团体的活动。
For instance, they may attend the open activities.
这个在团体公开活动里面。也公开的说你们要去认识去交往。
They just even announced that you can meet with each other and know each other.
像那个在那个青年会他去年差不多十月在上巴陵举开的，甚至也有外国参加的这一些青年当场就这样带领的人就公开你们有认识的有中意的就去交往。
你是我们教会
教会
不是你刚才讲的青年会，我以为是 YMCA
我们教会的青年会。
So our youth fellowship in Taiwan so organized this programs activities in some Baling church so our members from foreign countries are also invited then the youth are told that you can meet each others and make contact
因为我们很担心我们的青年在 教会里面找不到对象，又跑到外面去。
Because we do concern, if our youth couldn't find a suitable spouse in the church, and they end up married the non-believers.
因为这个例子真的也是不少。
There are numerous cases like that.
那现在问题是，好，你说可以交往，那青年啊，彼此有忠义，私下再交往怎么办？
But if both of these brothers and sisters fall in love with each other, and then they make contact, you know, outside of the church, what should we do?
这个就是我们很实际要去指导的一个问题。
It is a very practical issue that we have to provide guidances.
我们教会这边跟以前不一样，有开放可以交往。
Now the church is more open to allow making contact and with each other.
甚至借着我们团体的活动，有机会彼此认识。
So again, they know each other through different open activities.
即使没有很正式的这些公开活动，其实在教会里面，大家一起聚会，一起参加青年聚会，其实这个就是一个活动啊，大家就有机会认识。
That also that includes the church services or the youth services. There are chances the youth can know each other, meet with each other.
认识以后，我们现在进一步的指导就是说，不能随便发生这个肉体的关系。
But we have to give a warning that so they can make contact, they have a communication, but they are not allowed to have any premarital sexual activities.
这个是我们跟外面的社会不一样的地方。
This is the major difference between the church and the outside world.
在外面的社会的观念就是说，男女朋友其实他们就表示已经有肉体的关系了。
The definition of the secular society doesn't care about whether they have any sexual activity. Actually, they even feel that once they get along together, it's very natural they have sexual activities.
他们觉得这个是很自然的。
They don't think there's anything wrong. It's actually very natural.
但我们在教会里面就绝对禁止这件事情。
But this is prohibited in the church.
那你要跟他交往，你就要把眼睛放亮。
So if we want to make contact with opposite sex, you have to be more careful and more alert.
然后就是要为将来结婚来做准备。
So both of this brother and sister should prepare for the marriage in the future. 如果
把他只是当成一种普通朋友，那就不能私下交往，就是在公开场面交往。
If they're just ordinary friends, so then they cannot make contact privately. They can only just have activities in the church.
那在私下交往当中，当然我们做长辈的没有办法都监督到啦。
And of course, parents cannot supervise the activity of the children privately or all the time.
我们就是要建立他们敬畏神。
But we have to build up their faith to fear God.
你要发生肉体的关系，这个是在神配合的婚姻之内，要结婚以后，不能说婚前就发生这种关系。
Only the married couples can have sexual activities, but prior to marriage, it is disallowed and against the teaching of the Bible.
这个是我们给青年一个很重要的一个观念。
This is a very important concept that we should give to our youth.
不只是给他这个观念，还实际的真的要教导他在道理里面扎根。
So we should also teach them having the teaching of the Bible deeply rooted in their minds.
让他们真的有属灵的生命。
So they could live in a better spiritual life.
然后所行所为能遵行神的旨意。
So they can do and practice in accordance to the wills of God.
能够彼此保守然后等到结婚那一天。
So can maintain the holiness in the Lord until the day they are married.
这因为这个是我们给青年的一个婚前的实际的教导。
This is the guidance we provide to the youth prior to the marriage.
因为话又说回来，即使你很慎重的婚前的交往
，even you tell them they have to be very alert to make contacts and have to know to get along prior to marriage，
也不敢绝对保证将来一定可以结婚。
Still, there's no guarantee this man and woman will finally marry to each other.
因为也有少数发现，好像看错人了， 啊，这个时候你没有发生肉体关系，还有机会啊，重新再来没关系啊。
If these two end up feeling not suitable for each other and they break up, if they do not have any sexual activities, they can still consider some other people.
当然，我们不是说那我交往看看，不是那种好像玩弄的那种心态。
But they should have the attitude that let's just give a try.
是很慎重，但是在虽然慎重，不过有时候会发现，哎，好像哎看错了。
And this is a very serious matter. However, it does happen sometimes. It seems that they find the wrong future spouse.
也有这种个案，然后重新再来还是好好的。
There are cases like that, so they break up and look for another person.
因为彼此之间还是有距离，没有发生什么肉体关系，所以没有问题。
So they still keep a distance from each other without any advanced physical contact, so they can break up without any problems.
那如果发生了肉体关系，真的是就没办法了，就付出很大的代价了。
If these two do have sexual activities prior to marriage, they both pay for a very high price.
啊，即使你婚前性行为，后来有结婚，总是还是觉得有瑕疵。
Still, if they have a premarital sexual activity, then they get married. It's not it's still not considered as a perfect marriage.
Yeah, 对青年也是不好的示范，要带领他们真的也是很难。教会当然就没有办法给他在会堂里面公开的结婚典礼。
It becomes a very poor example. And then the church will not allow to perform an officiate a marriage for them in the church.
所以在教会这一边啊，不只是教会的长辈，就是在家里的父母也都要给青年有这个观念。
So the elderly of the church, including the parents at home, should properly guide the children in this matter.
可以交往。
You may make contacts and get along and have activities.
要公开的，不要暗中偷偷摸摸，偷偷摸摸反而有问题。
But you have to do things openly, not in secret.
然后就给他们一个正确的观念。
And provide them a very important concept.
要彼此保守啊，将来能够在会堂举行结婚典礼。
They should keep holiness until they get married in the church.
如果你事先发生婚前性关系，就不能为你们举办婚礼。
If they have premarital sexual activities, and the church will not officiate the marriage, and they will not perform the marriage in the church.
现在在台湾是说没有在会堂为他举办婚礼，是在家庭做结婚礼拜也可以的。
But sometimes the church also officiate marriages at home. Not in the church.
不过
在 not on the church premises.
不过在会堂跟在家里就差很多了。
And、of course, the marriage, if the marriage is held at home, it's very different from having the marriage procession in the church.
也不是说那在家里没有关系呀、其实在家里那个整个场面气氛就不一样。
Some people may say that what's the difference then to have the a marriage procession held in church, but the entire atmosphere. It's very different.
用一个很简单的例子来讲。
Let me give you a very simple example.
一般的家庭没有钢琴。
Many families do not have piano or organ.
结果在家庭的这个结婚礼拜，没有人施琴了，就要主领的人起音了。
There's nobody can perform the there's no instrumental performance. There's no piano accompanist.
结果就碰到一个那个主领的人五音又不全音不知道抓到哪里去，大家真的没有办法唱就听他独唱。
And if the marital leader doesn't know how to sing, and if he sings always out of tunes, and if very disharmonic,
他又唱得很不好听因为音都抓不到所以那个感觉真的很不像。
So the entire atmosphere is ruined.
不过如果说他连家庭结婚礼拜你都不关心的话这个教会这个青年几乎说你就不用来教会你嫁娶外邦你婚前发生性关系你都不用来教会其实他还是有机会有一个挽回的机会不是说这样就把他隔绝掉嘛对不对
So the church cannot isolate or leave alone the youth who has a premarital sexual activities, because they still have the chance to try to save him.
一对就曾经有的就是说教会都不关心他啊，以后呢他结婚以后再去关心他，他不愿意接受了。
Oh, there are cases like that. The youth have problems like this, and the church pay no attention. After he get married, then the church should concern. It's too late.
所以我们的青年哦，虽然他不能在教会结婚，我们事实上也是要用怜悯的心啊，去关心他们，去挽回他们的婚姻呢。
Even our youth are not allowed to marry in the church, we still have to have concern and sympathy.
啊，因为在我们教会里面的确的啊，事实上也有一些啊，他们开始不是很好，后来啊，婚姻很不错的也有了。
Of course, there are cases like that. In the beginning, they do not have a good marriage life, and later on, we can see that the marriage life is significantly improved.
不过这也不是说那没有在主内联婚没关系，也不是这样。
It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that we can ignore marry in the Lord.
因为失败的例子还是不少，有时候要付出很大的代价。
There are also a lot of failures, and in many cases, both of them have to pay for a high price.
哦，啊，所以我们现在对这个婚前哈、哦、这个关系应该就有一个认识啊，不管是我们青年。或是我们家长都要有认识，大家共同来关心。
So either the youth or the parents must have a clear understanding of premarital contacts and activities.
哎，啊，现在啊，进一步的就是说结婚以后这个问题。
Now we can talk about after getting married.
哎，这个
what kind of marriage life?
这个也可以说是现在现代啊啊出现的一个很普遍的、也很严重的婚姻问题。
The marriage, the problems have become very popular and very serious in the modern times.
所以有的青年啊，看到这些很多不幸的婚姻，他们啊对婚姻没有信心，所以他们就不想结婚。
So many youth or young generations lose confidence in marriage since they notice there are so many failures.
啊，在外面的社会，他们是不想结婚，但就是用同居的。
In the modern society, we can see a lot of people. They don't want to get married. They don't want to be bound by marriage, but they cohabit.
不必为婚姻来付出责任。
So they have no obligations to the marriage.
所以就发生那个啊，非常的乱，男女关系非常乱，就是这样。
So we can see the fornications have been around all over the places.
所以我们教会的观念跟他们不一样。
So the church has a very different concept and teachings from the outside world.
我们不能说那我们不结婚，但是去同居不行这样的。
We cannot allow cohabitation. Cohabitation.
那整个我们从古代到现在来看
，as we may study historical records from the ancient time to the modern times，
都出现了许多的婚姻问题。
There are a lot of marital problems recorded.
在中国的历史里面，古代的帝王他的婚姻问题就很严重。
If we read the history of the monarchs of the ancient time in China, actually many of them have marital issues.
在皇宫里面啊，皇帝那么多的这个啊王后啦、啊，这个妃嫔啦、啊，啊，这皇宫里面这个就等于是皇帝的家族里面就是很乱了。
A king had many queens and concubines. So in the royal family, it is a chaos. We can see very serious family problems.
就是在现在的社会，我们也发现同样的问题啊。
Even in the modern society, we see similar problems.
不只是一般的老百姓没有办法处理他婚姻的问题。
Not only the common people cannot take care or resolve the marital problems.
就是有权位的这些人呢、啊，也是一样的。
Even those who are in the high-ranking positions face the similar problems.
他们有很好的聪明知识。
They are very talented.
很高的权位。
In a very high position.
很多的金钱。
And very wealthy.
但是还是没有办法处理他的婚姻问题。
Still, they cannot take care his marriage life. Handle his marital problems.
现在媒体非常发达，我们都可以了解这些新闻嘛。
Because now through the multimedia or the news media, we can learn a lot of this news.
像美国总统克林顿的问题，应该我们都很清楚。
We are already familiar of with the problems of Clinton.
那个英国戴安娜王妃的问题也是一样，也是婚姻出了问题。
And also Princess Diana.
在台湾还是一样的。
In Taiwan, we also find a lot of cases like that.
以前的行政院长也跟太太离婚了。
And the a previous premier of the executive yuan also divorced his wife.
所以这个也变成是一个国际性的问题。
So this has become a worldwide common problems.
从古到现在都一样。
Since the ancient time until the modern days, these problems always occurs.
现在更普遍。
Now it's even getting more serious.
不过这个都是要告诉我们。
What can we learn from this?
人都是很软弱的。
Man is weak.
在外面即使有再大的权位，都没有力量来处理自己家里的问题。
No matter you know how capable a person at work, still he may not be able to handle his marital or personal problems.
所以用这样想回来。
If we try to think in this way,
我们是一般的老百姓。
We are just common people.
我们有什么能力来处理我们家庭的问题？
What kind of a power do we have to handle and take care the family problems?
有权位的人都没有办法了，我们是一般的老百姓，我们的才能比不上他们，我们怎么有可能呢？
Even a very capable person cannot handle his or her marital problems. How about us?
所以难怪很多人对婚姻没有信心了。
No wonder many people lose confidence in marriage.
就之前台湾有一个很出名的人。
Just a while ago, that's a very popular person in Taiwan.
他是一个学者。
He is a scholar, a learned person.
他写的书，台湾畅销第一名。
He wrote a lot of books, which have become the best sellers.
他的演讲是座无虚席。
His speech attracted a lot of audiences.
他主要讲的都是婚姻的问题。
He talks only about marriages, marital lives.
告诉大家夫妻要彼此相爱。
He told the audiences that husband love should love each other. Husband and wife should love each other.
太好听了，这个书太好看了，所以难怪很多人看，很多人听。
His books are very popular and a lot of audiences.
A lot of readers. 甚至把这个人称为爱之神，讲的都是这个婚姻的爱，太好了。
People even praise him and admire him as God of love.
结果后来这个人怎样，跟太太离婚了。
But this person, this author, end up divorced.His wife.
所以很多人好像有被骗的感觉，你都在骗人啊。
So a lot of people feel that they are cheated.
所以他后来再出一本书叫《真爱》。
And later on, he published another book, titled The True Love.
没有人要看了，卖不出去。
There are no more readers. People just simply disbelieve what he said.
所以有的人真的很会讲，讲到最后自己也做不出来。
Many people are very eloquent in talking, but they do not practice what they said.
所以台湾有几位婚姻辅导专家，到最后他的婚姻也是离婚收场。
There are several popular marriage counselors in Taiwan, but they end up divorce their spouses.
所以我们今天面对这些问题，我们有什么能力来处理呢？
So when we face a crisis like this nowadays, how am I going to resolve it?
如果靠着人的方法，我们不比他们强，真的我们也是无能为力。
If we use our own capability and our talents, we are no better than the others.
但是我们都了解，我们今天有一个不一样的。
But we know that we are very different.
是什么
？What is the difference then?
因为我们有主耶稣。
We have Lord Jesus Christ in our life.
今天我们的信仰真的要把它化为实际，在我们的生活当中把它彰显出来。
So we have to manifest and practice what we have learned from the Scripture.
我们除了我们的信仰是为了将来我们的灵魂得救得永生之外
，besides of pursuing for the eternal life.
就是在我们现实的生活当中彰显出主耶稣基督的生命。
We should also manifest the life of Jesus in our present life.
那怎么彰显出来？
How could it manifest then?
就在你的生活当中。
So in our daily life.
哎，你的生活在哪里？
Where, what kind of life do we have?
很实际，就是从呼吸之间开始。
A very practical thing is to start in the marriage life.
因为夫妻建立了这个家庭。
To practice in the marriage life, since this couple built a family.
所以我们会把主耶稣的爱带到我们的家庭里面来处理家庭的问题。
So we'll invite Jesus to be the host or to be the master of our family.
所以今天在我们真耶稣教会，就是因为有圣灵有真理。
In the Truth Church, we have the Holy Spirit and truth.
所以我们可以说很有把握，可以肯定的说，我们今天可以建立一个美满幸福的。
So we have the strong confidence that we are be able to build a good and beautiful. A marriage life.
如果没有主耶稣，如果没有主耶稣，我们就是跟他那些人一样空谈了。
If without Jesus Christ, we have no difference from the secular world.
那因为我们有主耶稣，所以我们就很有把握这样的说了。
Since we have Jesus in our life, we have the very strong confidence.
的确，我们在教会里面看到很多真的很多美好婚姻的见证。
Of course, in the church, we also have a lot of beautiful testimonies of good marriage life.
但是有时候我们也在教会里面也有时候也看到一些不幸的婚姻，也是有，不是没有。
We also notice tragedies, very unfortunate marriage life in the church.
不过我们发现这些不幸的婚姻，其实我们也可以做我们的彼此的一种间接勉励。
All these tragediescan serve as lessons for us to remember.
也就是说，我们的信仰不是挂名的，我们主耶稣不是挂在口上的。
We do not just mention about Jesus Christ in lips. It's not just a formality.
我们真的要进到我们的属灵生命里面，成为我们的真正的信靠。
So we should truly rely on Him and trust in Him.
所以，我们的信仰真的要跟我们生命来结合起来。
Our faith and our life should be tightly connected.
所以有一句话说，信仰生活化，生活信仰化，这个生活跟信仰是不能分开的。
So our faith and our faith or belief and our life should be closely connected.
这个是我们要有这个认知了。
So we must have this clear understanding.
那我想先讲到这里，我们休息一下哈。
Let's take a break.
稍微休息十分钟，我们等一下再来讲下半段。
And we continue the second half.
好，我们一起默祷。
Let's bow in prayer, sons.
阿门。